Welcome to another episode of Conversations with Amy, guys. Let's get going. All right, beautiful people. So today, I'd really love to go in on the topic of honor. Yeah, I really want to hone in on that and the importance of creating a culture of honor. Now, I know when we speak about a culture of honor, it's very easy for us to look outside, you know, in terms of the environment we find ourselves in. So be it our family unit or the organizations we're in. But I like to take a step back and let's look at this from the perspective of the individual first. How do you create a culture of honor within yourself? How do you become a person who honors the people around you? Because the truth is, whatever is within you is what will flow out of you. And in effect, what flows out of you is what is going to change the world externally, right? What is around you, your environment. So that's the position I want us to look at the culture of honor. Now, the dictionary describes honor or the process of honoring someone to be holding someone in high esteem or in high respect, which is a beautiful thing. Who doesn't want to be held in high esteem? I know I do. And I like to compare this to a seed. I like to compare every human being to a seed, because the truth is, no matter how people look like on the outside, everybody has so much within them. There is a whole world within us, each individual, of untapped potential, just like a seed. And it's so easy for us to look at a person in their seed form and dismiss them and esteem them very lowly. And I just want to talk about how, by doing that, we, as individuals, we actually do ourselves a disservice, because we never actually get to taste the fruit of that other person. So I know that sounds very poetic. So we're going to dice it down a bit and make it a bit relatable. Okay, so if you guys just help me with this analogy, let's think about a farmer, right? A farmer who plants a seed. He has no idea which one of his seeds will yield him the best crop and which one probably won't even germinate. But the worst thing that farmer can do is water some seeds and leave the others, because maybe he prefers the fatter seeds, he prefers the plumpier ones, he prefers the ones, I don't know, that are multicolored, I don't know. But basically, it will be bad for him to treat some of the seeds differently because of his preferences towards them. As a skilled farmer, I am sure that time and experience has taught him that you can never judge a seed, or you can never judge what a seed can produce based on what it looks like on the outside. So what this farmer does every day is blindly, he doesn't compare the seeds. He plants them, the good, the bad, the ugly. And every single day he waters them. And then a time comes where weeds grow. He pulls out the weeds on each and every single one of them. He didn't plant his favorite seeds in the nicer soil, or, you know, the other ones in the rubbish soil. He planted them blindly. He scattered them. Showing honor to each and every single one of them. And I think that's how we're supposed to treat people. Because one day, when that farmer comes back, some of the seeds will be absolutely huge. It would have blossomed into a beautiful tree, giving the most sweet fruit. And some of them might not even come up. But we need to treat each person in our life just like the farmer treated those seeds. Each person is a seed, so to speak. And if you easily dismiss people due to their appearances, you'll miss out on some great stuff they could potentially add to your life. They might not appear as smart as you want them to be. They might not appear as, I don't know, as polite. They might not appear as, whatever your standard is, they might not appear like they meet it. But it's never a reason to dishonor someone, because the truth is that person that you are choosing to dishonor has greatness within them. You see, greatness doesn't care whether you like the person or you don't. There is greatness in every single one of us. And how you treat that person will determine whether you eat their fruit or not. Now, we all have preferences in life. And as a result, the truth is we all are drawn to a certain type of person over the other. And that in itself, there's nothing wrong with that, right? That is why we're attracted to certain people. It's okay. But the truth is, we need to be aware of our unconscious biases. And once we are aware, this then gives us the chance to actively seek out people we would usually dismiss, and hence have a greater pool of people to add to our lives and enrich us. So that is my 2 pence for today, guys. Honor is so important, but let's start with ourselves. Let's choose to be people who honor everybody, no matter what they look like, what they sound like, where they come from, whatever it is. Let's give equal honor to all, because there is greatness in everyone and we don't want to miss out on it. All right, guys, have an absolutely beautiful day. I'm sure you have enjoyed this episode. Make sure you keep the conversation going. What are your thoughts on honor? Let me know at Today Uncovered on Instagram and at Today Uncovered on Facebook. And guys, I never want you to forget this truth. There is so much greatness within you. The world needs to see it. Get up and shine today.